Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I wanted to encourage someone tonight with this song. That no matter what you're going through in this season in your life, know that no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. It's time now that you breathe again. Come and rest here. Come and lay your burdens down. Come and rest here. There is refuge for you now. Find this peace. Know you're not alone anymore. He is near. You find this healing. Your heart isn't shattered anymore. He is near. Breathe, breathe, breathe out. You will find him near. Come and rest here. Come and lay your burdens down. Come and rest here. There is refuge for you now. Your finest peace. No. He is near. Your finest healing. Your heart isn't shattered anymore. He is near. Breathe.
Well, good evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. This is Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr. in with you this night, just believing God for all types of things for each and every one of you. Man, I'm telling you, what a night, a love fest Thursday. Yeah, the week is almost over. About to go into the weekend, but you better get in where you fit in and let Jesus be Lord over your life. Oh, you better know that you know that you know that God has something supernatural in store just for you. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Man, what a night. Oh, you better know that Minister Jerry Robinson is in the house ready to go and take us to that place of understanding God's word even the more. Amen. Amen. And you know, for those of you who didn't get to tune in on Monday night, I was telling everybody that Brother Lance Corporal Charles Simpson, his wife did give birth to a baby girl this past Sunday. And the baby's home, they're all doing well. Charles says they just do not get no sleep. Last night was the first night that she slept during the night. Usually she's up crying or wanting to do something, but last night she slept. Amen. So maybe she's getting her day and night together. So that's a great thing. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, saints of God, one thing I need to explain to each and every one of you, we're not out of the summer months yet. Yes, it's still warm in a lot of places, and some places are still having very hot temperatures. Just because the weather goes just a little bit cool doesn't mean that you gotta stop drinking your water. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Keep your body hydrated at all costs. Even if the temperature dips to 70 degrees or 60 degrees, you still want to put water in your body. You still need to be hydrated with water. It is an important fluid that we need to be taking each and every day. You know, a lot of people say, well, now that the summer's gone, I'm not sweating as much. Yes, but your body still desires it. Make sure that you do it because, man, that's what's going to keep you out of the emergency room. Not only that, you know, I read something today about Waco. It wasn't Waco, Texas. It was, oh, man, I'm sorry. I apologize. I forget what city in Texas it is. They are overran by rattlesnakes. Saints, if you're living in the Texas area, if you're living in that western panhandle, you need to look outside before you venture. Because they're saying that in parts of Texas, rattlesnakes are just flourishing. And they're saying it's due to the high rodent population. Uh-oh, that means rats. That means we need to do some house cleaning. That means we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can do to keep rodents away from our house, and that our house is not a wannabe place for them. Amen. Rats are dangerous, but rattlesnakes are even more dangerous. They're finding them on patios. They're finding them right up under cars. So just be careful. Be very careful as you're out there in the Western Panhandle in the Texas area. I want to say Waco, Texas, but I know that's not it. I know it's not Waco. But they were saying how the high population of snakes are. And I'm saying to myself, you know, God, I thank you for not allowing me to be there. Because me and snakes, we're not good friends. We're not good friends at all. No, we're not. So, you know, be careful out there. Make sure that you do what you need to do. Get your grass cut with a nice shaved lawn. You can see what's going on in your yard. Be careful of your pets also. You have small pets, rattlesnake will kill them. And that bite is lethal. Yes, it is. Trust me, we got stories. My family has stories about rattlesnakes and fishing in a boat. So I know what it's like to have a rattlesnake on top of you, literally dangling from a tree on top of you. So be careful out there, please. You know, safety is the first thing that you have got to take in any measure wherever you are. And it's not just in Texas. That's any place. Make sure that you're safe. Make sure that your surroundings are safe. And it starts with you cleaning up. Clean up the trash. Get the trash out. Don't give them a place to dwell. You know, and don't let the rodents get highly populated in your area. Put bait out to kill them. Amen? That's, like I said, that's just from me to you, the good doctor, because I don't want to hear anybody getting bit by no rattlesnake. That's just not good. Amen. Well, we're about to do something we love to do right here on It's Time to Pray. We're going to get this party started, and we're going to just do what God, that we do best with God, and that's to pray, to seek God's face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to do what he's called us to do. Amen. Amen. So let's open up our hearts, minds, and souls as we go through the throne room of grace with the power of prayer. Amen. Most Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace tonight, we say thank you. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God, you're the God of more than enough. You're the God that answers all prayers. You're the God that shows up when everybody runs away. You're the God that's always there when nobody else is present. You're the one that we can call upon, and you'll answer us and show us great, mighty things. So, Father God, I say thank you for being that God. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the God that just shows up with and shows out right on time. I give you honor, glory, and praise tonight, Father God. I thank you in advance for the victory of what you're about to do in every listener's life, Lord. Lord, I ask that every listener this night be touched by your word, to be engulfed by your love, and allow your Shekinah glory to fill their hearts. Lord God, let the spirit of shalom, your perfect peace, fall upon them. Allow them to walk in a oneness with you. Oh, great I am tonight, I just say thank you. Lord, thank you for just being God by yourself. There's so many imitators. There's so many people out here that want to build different gods. But, Daddy, there is only one you, the one that made and created the heavens and the earth. And I thank you for it. I adore you for it. And, God, I know what you can do. Now I pray for the vice president, the president of the United States of America. I pray for every representative, every mayor, every governor, Father God, every elected official throughout this land. God, I ask that you touch them. Lord, that you show them who you are and that you're not a God to play with and you're not a God that compromises. Lord, but yet you're a jealous God and you're a God that is so, so surreal. Father, let them seek you first before they seek anything else. Give them the desire to want to worship you and want to give you the glory and the honor. But, Daddy, I can't stop there tonight. Lord, there's people in the military right now, in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, that are needing you, that are desiring you. Lord, we heard of today that one soldier was shot and killed by ISIS today. Father God, I ask that not only do you touch his platoon, his unit, but, Father God, touch his mother and father that's back home. Touch his family. I don't know if he has a wife or children, but Daddy, if he does, I ask that your perfect peace, your shalom, fall upon them. Lord God, let them experience the oneness with you. Lord, as they bring his body back, totally different than the way he was when he left, Lord, that you love upon them. And you'll let them understand that hope is not over. Hope is not gone. That if they just seek your face, even the more, that you'll be right there with them. I thank you for it in advance, Father God. I thank you in advance for touching that soldier's family right now. Now I ask that you bless and protect all others that are out in the fields, around the world, around this globe, that your hedge of protection will cover them, nurture them, and show them which direction they travel. God, I thank you for them. But, Daddy, I can't stop there tonight. I pray, oh, Lord, I pray so hard to you. I pray, Father God, that you will touch homeless people's lives all over this land. Lord, it's almost embarrassing how much food we throw away off of our tables. And yet our brothers and sisters are going hungry. It's sad, Father God, that people that are going to church don't have a home to go to. Father God, I ask tonight that you touch them and bless them, because there's too many kids going to sleep hungry, crying because they just want to have a meal in their stomach. Fix it tonight, Father God, and let them not have another night like they did last night. Let them not have to eat out of trash cans anymore. But God, touch the hearts of those who believe in you to want to help people, to want to give unselfishly to these people, because these are still our brothers and sisters. These are people you created, Father. And I'm begging you, open up the floodgates. Open up the floodgates. But Daddy, I can't stop there. There's people in the hospitals tonight. Lord, there's men, women, boys, and girls that are laying in beds and not knowing what tomorrow's going to bring because of cancer, because of leukemia, because of sickle cell. Father God, I thank you. Kidney failure, liver failure, amputation. Lord, those who are in the hospitals right now because they were shot or stabbed. Lord, that a battery may have blown up on them. Father, I ask that you touch them right now. God, that you just show your mighty light and allow life to flow through their veins, Father God. That man, that woman that's having open heart surgery, oh, great I am, I thank you in advance that you turn this whole situation around in their life. And we'll give you honor, glory, and praise for it. We'll beseech you, Lord God, even the more each and every day. Father, I pray right now for men and women, boys and girls that are incarcerated, locked up in jail cells and juvenile detention centers, federal penitentiaries, city jails, and county jails. Lord, that you show yourself to them, that they don't have to continue to live the life they live to get into that place. But they can turn themselves over to you, and you can do a transformation even in that place of gloom and doom. I believe it to be done right now. I believe it to be done right now, Father God. Touch them. Touch their minds. Touch their hearts, Lord. Even in solitary confinement, let them know that there's still you that they need to seek. Send a ministering angel. Send one of the cherubims. And let them bring love into a place of no love, in a place of lack, a place of Lodabar, a place where people don't have a clue of what's going on next. Oh, great I am, I thank you in advance for the victory in their lives. But, Daddy, I can't stop there tonight. I pray for the ministry. I pray for teachers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, apostles throughout this land, that you'll encourage them to go even the further in you, to seek you even the more. Lord, that they can speak the oracles that you have taught them to speak without fear of retribution, and to be able to say just what you call them to say. Oh, Father God, I thank you in advance for them tonight. Give them the spirit of love and meekness. Give them the desire to want to go to that next level in you. Lord, and allow that spirit of cheat, lie, and deception to come off of them, and to totally come out of the pulpit. This is what I ask for tonight. This is my prayer, and I believe it to be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus, man. I'm telling you, I'm excited for the things that he's doing. I'm excited for what he's going to do. I'm excited for your lives, for what God is going to give you, what God is going to show you, what God will reveal to you. See, I'm excited because I know that there's some of you out there listening right now that you're saying, you know what, I've been wanting a touch from God. I've been desiring God to show me what my place is going to be. And I'm telling you, if you just seek him a little bit more, God is ready to open up and show you who he is and what he can do in your life. Just follow. God, just open up to him. Just open up to him and cry out. Spare not. And believe. Amen? Amen. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to do the recipe of life here. And for all my new listeners, the recipe of life is when we go in the Bible and we pull out different recipes to govern our lives by. Well, tonight we're going to go into the book of Galatians, the 4th chapter. And I'm looking at the 22nd verse. And I really want you to understand this word tonight. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Did you hear what he said? What the Holy Spirit produces? What type of fruit it produces? It produces love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the characteristics of Christ Jesus. Now, when we look at this, when we look at this particular passage, the fruit of the Spirit is the spontaneous work of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit produces the characteristical trait that is found in the nature of Christ. Now, when we became believers of Christ Jesus and followers of Christ Jesus, we took upon his characteristic. Now, if you're gossiping, if you're backbiting, if you're tail-bearing, if you're lying, then guess what? You don't have these characteristics. And you need to do a self-examination. You've got to get a checkup from the neck up and get girded with the word so that you can be in that place with the same type of fruit that the Holy Spirit has and that Jesus has. Amen. Well, that's the recipe of life for this, the 20th day of October 2016. Man, I pray that that was nourishment to your souls. Hey, saints of God, are you ready? Are you ready for the word of God tonight? Are you ready to hear the unadulterated truth? Well, this is the hour. This is the moment. This is what I want you to do. Get your pens, get your paper, get your highlighters, and start to take some good notes. Because the woman of God is about to bless you with the presence of God. I'm speaking of none other than Minister Jerry Robinson, all the way out of the NY. Yeah, she's up in New York, y'all. And I'm telling you, she's about to do a conference this Saturday night. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Queens, New York, you will never be the same. I'm talking about Merrick Boulevard and all the rest over there. You all are going to have something so special taking place this Saturday night at 5 p.m. Man, the immersion concert is taking place with our very own Minister Jerry Robinson. If you're living in the New York area, you don't want to miss it. You want to go to this concert. You want to go to this Love Fest party and have a hallelujah shouting good time, because I'm telling you, I'm believing without a shadow of a doubt. Their souls are going to get saved, lives are going to be changed, and God is going to get the glory, and you're going to be able to receive. Oh, come on, somebody. This is what, see, these are the kind of people that I'm hooked up with. These are the kind of people that I'm linked up with. Those who are wanting to purpose, not just for themselves, but for other people. And that's our very own Minister Jerry Robinson. God bless you, woman of God. How are you tonight?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, everybody. God bless you, Apostle. So good to be back on the radio.
Amen. Well, Minister Robinson, Saturday night, the 22nd,
yes.
It's going to be on.
Amen. I'm excited. I'm so excited about this Saturday, October the 22nd, at 5 o'clock, we have our red carpet, but at 6:30 p.m. sharp, we will start the concert. And I'm telling you, Apostle, we have so many great people that's going to be with us that is in the New York area. You know, Andrew John, Ann Garkin, Delbert Butts, and Sounds of Worship, Tyrone Benjamin. And we are going to honor some three powerful men and women of God who has been trailblazers in the kingdom. And we're going to have our very own Tiffany Andrews Woodside, who has been the psalmist and vocalist for J.J. Hairston and Youthful Praise, who is a recording artist, and so a national recording artist. So we're excited. We are so excited. I'm telling you, if you're in the New York area, we're pressing on you. We're asking you. This particular event, concert, you do not want to miss. If you're in the New York area, the surrounding areas, that's New Jersey, Long Island, Staten Island, Manhattan, Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn. If you're in those areas, I'm telling you, even Long Island, you don't want to miss this particular event, because I believe that God is getting ready to move like no other, and the power of God is going to be with us. The ticket is only $20, and we actually have three free tickets. Three free tickets. If there's somebody that tunes in tonight and you're in the New York area and you want one of those three tickets, as soon as Apostle open up that line, you have to state that you want it. So I am offering tonight three free tickets here to my radio listeners that will be in the New York area. And as soon as Apostle open up that line and you come on and you say you want it, we will give you, amen, one of those tickets. So I'm excited.
Amen. Wow, that's interesting. And you know what, Minister Robinson, one of the things that I'm telling you is going to take place is Satan is going to get himself beat down.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be an old-fashioned stomping of Satan's head. Amen? I'm just believing it.
It sure is. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, the floor is yours, woman of God. Have your
way. Well, I'm telling you. I'm so excited. And like the apostle said, Satan is definitely going to get a beat down, amen, on that night, because the thing that we have gone through and is going through and God is bringing us through and coming out of, amen, it all has a purpose and it all has a plan. There's nothing that God does in our lives, amen, that do not have a purpose to it. Amen. God, amen, sometimes he'll cause us to experience some things, amen, not just for ourselves, amen, but for somebody else, that somebody else may see that you have come out on the other side, amen, and that you are giving God the glory in it and through it, amen. And so tonight, amen, I wanted to speak on something that the Lord has been ministering in my heart and in my spirit through prayer, and I wanted to come out of Psalms 38. I want to come out of Psalms 38. And I want to speak on a familiar person, amen, that we all know, amen, David. I want to speak on David tonight, amen. And God, he began to tell me, he said, even when I was going through what I was going through in my body and not knowing what was going on and going through all the doctors and they're saying, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. But I wasn't satisfied because I knew something was going on. And I said, okay, well, if it is nothing serious, it's something. Amen. And so when I was going through all that I was going through, the Lord began to minister to me. And I said, well, God, I'm at the end of myself. And you know, I wanted to minister to someone tonight. What happens when you come to the end of yourself? What happens when you come to the end of yourself? You have tried everything. You've cried. Amen. Hallelujah. You've gone through this. You've gone through that. You called everybody that you know how to call. Amen. You prayed. You fasted. You did all that you knew how to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And it just seemed like that which you was going through couldn't break off of you. The spirit that was going on in your family, it couldn't break your finances. It just seemed like it couldn't break. It seemed like you were going through another cycle. Amen. So what happens when you come to the end of yourself? Amen. And God, he began to take me, amen, to the book of Psalms, the 38th chapter. And we're going to start at the very first verse. And the Bible says, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. Now, let me give you a little backdrop. Amen. David, amen, was in this position, amen, where he looked over his life, amen, and he said, my goodness, he said, all of the things that I have done against God that I'm not proud of, amen, is this the reason why I am going through all of the hell that I'm experiencing right now? And he said, there is no soundness in my flesh, amen, hallelujah, and because of thy anger, amen, glory be to God. He felt, amen, as if God was angry with him. He felt, amen, as if God was displeased with his life because of what he was going through. Amen. And it says here in the sixth verse, I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease. And there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth. That's a key word there. My strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. It says here, my lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. This thing here is so powerful. Let me break it down to you. Listen, we find, amen, that this godly, righteous man, David, has come to the end of himself. Amen. Can you imagine? He was downcast and he was discouraged, and his struggle, what he was going through. Come on, think about that thing that you're going through right now as I'm talking. Amen. That struggle that he was dealing with had drained King David of all of his strength. Amen. He's finding himself back to himself. He was finding himself at the end of the line, at the end of the rope. Amen. And as I read, amen, this Psalms, I can imagine, amen, David slumped in despair. I can imagine, amen, David, he was hungered for God because he was pouring his heart out to God in prayer. He revered God's word, amen, hallelujah, but now he finds himself in a depressed state. And all he could do, amen, is reach out to God and cry. Have you ever been in a situation, or have you ever been in a season, amen, that you have come to the end of yourself and you have done all that you knew how to do, amen, and the situation that you were dealing with, glory be to God, it began to drain you of all of your strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, this is where King David, or David, found himself. Amen. He said, Lord, I am at the end of my rope, and I don't know why this is happening to me. David said, God, I don't understand why this is happening to me. Is it because I did something wrong? Is it because I sinned? Is it because I slept with Bathsheba? Is it because I went into war when you didn't tell me to go? Is it because, what is it, God, that I did in my flesh that caused me to go through this thing here that I'm going through? Amen. And as many of us, we try to analyze, amen, our life like David is trying to analyze his life. We go over, amen, our past sins and our past failures, and we think that, God, this is the reason why I am going through the hell that I'm going through. Amen. Hallelujah. Is it because, God, I didn't pray like I was supposed to pray? God, is it because I didn't read my Bible like I was supposed to? Is it because, God, when you told me to witness to my family and my friends, God, I just stood there and I didn't open up my mouth? God, why am I going through the season of desperation? Why, God, am I going through the season of pain and torment? God, why is it that I'm going through this season in my life, hallelujah, that is unexplainable? Amen, hallelujah. It just came upon me out of nowhere. Glory be to God, hallelujah. This is what David was feeling. Amen. Hallelujah. And look what it says here. He even thought that Jesus was chastising him. He even thought that Jesus was punishing him for something that he did in his past, that Jesus was punishing him for something that he did in his flesh, in his body, that he sinned before God. And God, he began to speak to me, and he told me, he said that David is just not addressing his condition, but the condition and the demonic attack that we have all experienced at one time or another. David is just not talking about his condition, amen, but he's talking to somebody that's on this line right now, and you're listening in, and you're tuning in, and you have gone through the same situation that David is going through in this psalm. Hallelujah. He's going through discouragement. He's going through discouragement, a demonic stronghold, a demonic attack. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God, he said, Jerry, I'm going to show you something, amen, that you have never seen in this psalm. I've read this psalm a few times, amen, and God began to show me something in this psalm. He said, this is a condition that the body of Christ is going through, and it's a silent attack. Because many people are walking around and they got smiles on their face. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But inside is dead man bones. Hallelujah. They walk on the out. They look on the outside like they fine. They got their hair done. They got their lipstick on. They got their perfume on. They got their best fine suit on and they dress. Hallelujah. And when you go up to them, you ask them how you're doing. And they said, I'm highly favored and I'm blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. But if you was to look deep down on the inside of them, if you was to take a light and you was to shine on the inside of their mind, hallelujah, there would be torment going on the inside of their mind. If you was to shine a light on their heart, hallelujah, you would see anxiousness on the inside of their heart. You would see all sorts of things that they're going through on the inside of them because, amen, of the spirit of depression. And they look and they say, well, God, have I brought this upon myself? Is this the reason why the enemy is attacking me so hard the way that he's doing? Is it because of something that I've done in my past? Is it because of something that I've done even on yesterday that have caused this to happen to me? And God, he began to minister to me. And he began to say, Jerry, no, you cannot bring anything that the enemy has caused upon yourself. It has nothing to do with any specific sin or failing that you have done. The spirit of discouragement is Satan's most potent weapon against God's elect, against God's people. Listen to what I'm telling you, because this is going to bless somebody tonight, somebody who tuned in, who have gone through the spirit of discouragement, hallelujah, who have gone through, amen, the spirit of depression, amen. And some of you even listening in right now, you cannot shake this spirit, and you didn't understand why. And I'm telling you something, this is a demonic attack that you are going through. Don't you know, hallelujah, that the mind is Satan's playground? Don't you know that if he can get your mind in disarray, don't you know that if he can get your mind in confusion, don't you know that if he can get your mind, hallelujah, thinking that it's because of you, because you did something, hallelujah, that caused you to experience what you're experiencing, that's causing you to be in depression. Come on, the devil is a liar. And the truth is not in him. This is Satan's attack against the body of Christ. This is Satan's attack against God's elect. And he tries to convince us, hallelujah, that we brought this on ourselves by not measuring up to God's standards. Hallelujah. But the Apostle Paul says, amen, in 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 11th verse, he said, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. You have to know what Satan is doing, hallelujah, in this season and in this time. Don't you know that since you was born, that Satan was clocking you? Since you was born, Satan was looking for you. Hallelujah. He was watching your every move. He was looking to see what's going to make you tick. He was looking to see what's going to make you angry. He was looking to see what will cause you to go in depression, hallelujah, and begin to question God. Come on, Satan was watching you since your mother's, when you was in your mother's womb. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is why God is saying, do not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Come on, you got to know his weapons. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The devil knows he can't get you to turn away from God. Satan knows that he cannot get you to turn away from God in this season. Come on, you already graduated. You already came up and said, I'm not going to smoke no more. I'm not going to the club. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm not doing those things, hallelujah, like I used to. Come on, I'm above that right now. Satan know that he can't get you on that. So what is the next thing that he will try to attack you? Is your mind, is your spirit, is your emotion. That is the next thing that Satan will try to attack the believer. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Because he knows, glory be to God, that the head, hallelujah, it controls everything. Your head controls your arms. Your head controls your movement. Your head controls your feet. Come on, hallelujah. He know that if he can get to the head, come on, it's the same thing like you in your church with your pastor. The Lord knows, glory be to God, that if he can get to the head of the sheep, he know that he can scatter the sheep. He know that he can get to the sheep. Hallelujah. He just got to get the shepherd distracted away from the sheep. Hallelujah. So that the wolf can come. Don't you know this is what the Satan is doing in this season? He know that if he can get your head distracted, if he can get you away, hallelujah, engulfed in depression, hallelujah, in oppression, he know that he can get you away from your very purpose that you are assigned to do in the earth realm. He want to bombard you with lies to make you feel, glory be to God, that whatever you do is not good enough to serve God. Whatever you're doing right now is not good enough that you're doing to serve God. His goal is to cause you to throw in the towel early and prematurely. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. Don't you know, hallelujah, that your weapons are not carnal, that they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Come on, the weapon that you have is right there on the inside of you. All you got to do is learn how to use it effectively. Come on, somebody. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the flood, the Bible says that he lifted a standard against him. Don't you know that praise got to be your weapon of choice? Hallelujah. I'm reminded when David, he began to call down, hallelujah, he began to say, listen, how dare you, Goliath, defy God's people? How dare you defy God's people? And he went down to the battle. Glory be to God. He didn't even have on the white armor. He didn't even have on his appropriate armor. Glory be to God. The armor was too big for him. But David said, listen, this is nothing that God cannot conquer. This is nothing that God cannot do. Hallelujah, Jesus. I go in the power of the Lord. I stand, hallelujah, Jesus, with God's truth. I stand in his righteousness. I stand in his power. See, the reason why we are not conquering what God is trying to get us to conquer and go through in this season is because we're trying to do it in our own strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. And anytime you do it in your own strength, of course you're going to give up. Of course you're going to throw in the towel. Of course you're going to feel like, hallelujah, that you can't make it, that you can't go another second. But when you put on the armor of God, there is nothing that the enemy cannot show you. There's nothing that the enemy cannot put you through. Amen. Hallelujah. That you will not stand in and you will not win. David, he began to go down to the battle. And nobody else wanted to fight Goliath. But David said, I'll fight him. Hallelujah. And he said, listen, all I need is a slingshot and a rock, a smooth rock. Let me tell you something. The reason why you're experiencing the friction, I'm telling you, I've been there and done that. Amen. Hallelujah. When I got, amen, to the hospital and I started experiencing all what I was experiencing, I said, wait a minute, God, wait a minute. Something is not right because it's not matching the prophecy, amen, hallelujah, that you have spoken over my life. You said that I would preach the gospel all across the country. You said I would do this. You said I would sing. You said I would do this and do that. So, God, why is it that the enemy is fighting me in this way? Why is it, God, that the prophet is not matching what I'm experiencing? Glory be to God, and I'm here to tell you is because in order for God to shoot you out to the nation, in order for God to shoot you out to anything great, hallelujah, that you're going to experience in your life, before God can shoot you in your purpose and in your destiny, hallelujah, he got to pull you back like King David did with the slingshot. Come on, David had to pull it back. Amen. That's the resistance that you're feeling is the pullback. Is the pullback resistance. Don't you know that anytime you go to the gym, The trainer will tell you before it gets better, it's going to get worse. Before you experience any weight loss, hallelujah, Jesus, you're going to experience pain. And I begin to say, and, you know, I begin to ask, I said, well, you know, that's kind of weird, amen, hallelujah, that you would go through pain before you experience, amen, the result of what you're trying to experience. And the trainer began to say, he said, because the reason why you got to go through the pain is because you're actually taking your ligaments and you're taking them out of the normal state that they've been in dormant for years. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of you have been in that dormant state for so long that God has to bring something your way that's going to shake you up. He got to bring something your way that's going to get you back in your on your faith. He got to bring something your way that's going to get you back, hallelujah, in your word. He got to bring you back, amen, to a place, glory be to God, where you can begin to seek him earnestly like you did before. Glory be to God. Sometimes God got to pull you back before he can shoot you forward. And this is what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. David felt broken, feeble, and his spirit was low and empty. Have you ever experienced, amen, glory be to God, where you was in a place, amen, hallelujah, where you felt broken, where you felt feeble, and you felt like nobody was around. There was nobody there. He lost his spiritual understanding and his vision. He felt he could not reach God as he used to reach God. Come on, that's what the Bible says here in the 10th verse. My heart panteth. My strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. King David was saying here that, God, I cannot reach you the way I used to reach you. Have you ever experienced, amen, where you said, God, I used to pray and I used to feel your presence come down in an instant. I used to read my word and revelations used to open up to me. Well, this is what David was feeling. Amen. Glory be to God. In verse 13, look what it says here. He says, but I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. And here it says here he was left dumbfounded, meaning he had no more answers. He had no more arguments left. Glory be to God that was on the inside of him. He couldn't argue anymore with God because he didn't understand, amen, glory be to God, what God was doing, amen, at that particular time. And the Bible here says, amen, that it says here in the key verse, verse 11, listen what it says. My lovers and my friends stood aloof from my sword, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Come on, God told me in this season, he said, you're not going to be able to call your prayer partner. You're not going to be able to call your prayer department like you did before. You're not going to be able to pick up the phone and they're going to be able to say, listen, here's an encouraging word. Here's a prophecy. God is saying in this particular season and in this hour, he wants you to lean and depend on him. He wants you to trust in him. Hallelujah, Jesus, because at the end of this, come on, nobody's going to be able to say they're going to get the glory out of what you have gone through. Nobody at the end of this is going to say, I helped her. I did that for him. Hallelujah. I put food on the table. I put money in her hand so that she wouldn't go homeless. The devil is a liar. At the end of this, God is, come on, God is getting ready to pronounce over you miracle. Come on. Nobody else could do this but Jesus. Nobody else could bring me out but Jesus. Nobody else could take me out of homelessness but Jesus. Nobody else could take me off of drugs and alcoholism but Jesus. Nobody can regulate my mind like Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Your friends ain't going to get the credit for this one, baby. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's only going to be God that's getting ready to bring you out. It's only going to be God that's getting ready to strengthen your mind again. Hallelujah. It's only going to be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's getting ready to bring you back to the place of prayer where you used to be. It's only going to be God, hallelujah, that's getting ready to open up the revelations again, hallelujah, and pour inside of your bosom, hallelujah, wisdom and instruction for this hour, hallelujah. This reminds me when Jesus began to go up and he began to pray and he told his disciples, he said, listen, I need you to pray with me only an hour, and I'm getting ready to go up to pray. This is the right before Christ was getting ready to be crucified. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I need you to pray with me 1 hour. And Jesus began to go up on the mountain. He began to pray. Hallelujah. In the Garden of Gethsemane, and he began to cry. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the enemy even began to tempt him there. And God, he began to tell me, and I didn't understand it until now, that when I went through my worst trial, I'm talking about I've never experienced the demonic attack on this level like I've experienced it in the last 2 weeks. Hallelujah. When I was not on here, glory be to God. And I was going through and I was going through in my mind, and I was going through in my spirit. I was going through in my physical body. I was going through in my mind, and I was going through in my emotions. And I'm telling you something, and I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. There's somebody that's going through a demonic attack on all three of those levels, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Hallelujah. And God began to tell me, he said, daughter, the reason why you're going through this, he said, because I went through it. He said, anything that is great in this season is going through such heavy warfare. You went through such heavy warfare, or you're going through such heavy warfare in either of those three arenas, physically, emotionally, or mentally. And Jesus, he began to come down from that, and he began to look at his disciples, and he saw that they were sleeping. He said, listen, could you not pray with me 1 hour? That's all I needed you to do. And I know that you're looking at your friends. I know that you're looking at your church. And I know that you're looking at your family. And you're telling them, listen, can you not just pray with me 1 hour? All I need you to do is intercede for me. But God said that he is ordaining them to fall asleep. He's ordaining them to fall asleep on you because only God want to get the glory. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because the Bible here declares, amen, hallelujah, in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, and if you go down to the 9th and 10th verse, that the eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has in store for his people. God is getting ready to strengthen you. He's getting ready to take you through it. Hallelujah, this fight, it don't belong to you. Glory be to God, this fight belongs to God. God is just reminding you, hallelujah, that there is nothing that you can do in your own strength. He's reminding you that God, that you need a holy God to get you through this situation. Hallelujah, because after this, there shall be glory. Hallelujah, after this, there shall be miracles. After this, there shall be mighty deliverances. After this, there shall be, hallelujah, what God has called you to be in this situation, in this generation. And I'm telling you something, just as God gave me strategy in this season for what I was going through, God is getting ready to give you strategy. He's getting ready to show you what the enemy is doing right before the enemy do it. Come on, he's getting ready to cause you to be a spy in the enemy's camp to see what he's doing afar off so that he can prepare you, amen, not only for the fight but for the victory. Do you hear what I'm saying? He's not just preparing you for the fight, but he's preparing you for the victory. And God began to tell me that. He said, Jerry, don't you need not to worry in this season, in this hour, what's going to happen, because you already got the victory. But this you have to go through, amen, hallelujah, to proclaim that for the healing anointing that's getting ready to come upon your life. There's certain things that you just have to go through in order to come out on the other side with what God has already proclaimed over your life. Listen, I'm going to tell this short story. Amen, hallelujah. God began to tell me, he said, when I found the lump on the right side of my head, and I said, okay, God, we're going to do this. We're going to go to the house and do this. He said, but before you do all of that, he said, I'm getting ready to give you strategy. And he said, I want you to boil hot water and put the anointing oil in that hot water and put the rag in there. And after you put the rag in there, I need you to then to lay that anointing oil rag on the back of your head and put the hot compress on the back of your head. Hallelujah. And I said, God, well, this is kind of weird and strange. And the Bible reminded me, think it not strange. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God, because it's the foolish thing that will confound the wise. And I said, okay, God, I'll do it just as you have instructed. And tell me why, that when I get to the hospital, And they said, well, tell us the symptoms that you've been feeling. Tell us what's going on. And I began to tell them what I found. Amen. Glory be to God. And the doctor said, well, you know what? I don't think it's that serious, but we're going to run some blood work. We're going to run some tests. He said, but let me give you this wisdom. He said, if it is, in fact, the lymph node, glory be to God. He said, all you need to do is you need to take a hot rag or a hot compress and put it on the back of your head, and you're going to see that the lump is going to go down drastically and continue to decrease in size. Come on, you don't mean to tell me that God will not give you strategy in this season. Come on, God told me to put the hot compress on even before the doctor began to tell me. God is getting ready to give you strategy in this season for your family. He's getting ready to give you strategy in this season for your life, for your finances. He's getting ready to give you strategy, man of God. Come on, that pastor that's listening tonight, he's getting ready to give you strategy for your ministry. Come on, some of you are listening right now and you didn't understand why the souls were not coming inside of the building, why you could not fill up the house. And God said he's getting ready to give you strategy, man of God. He's getting ready to give you strategy, woman of God. You didn't understand, hallelujah, why you could not obtain that job. Hallelujah. And everybody around you is blessed and experiencing the overflow. And God said he's getting ready to give you strategy for this next level in this next season of your life. Glory be to God. It says here in Exodus 14 and 4, the Lord, amen, he's getting ready to fight for us. Amen. And the Bible says that you don't need to do anything in this season. Come on, you don't need to call your best friend on the line because she's not going to have the strategy for you. You don't need to call, amen, your intercessor in this season because they're not going to have the strategy for you. The strategy that God want to give you is down on your knees in this prayer. The strategy that God want to give you in this season is opening up that Bible, hallelujah, and looking through the word of God, hallelujah, to where it enlightens your spirit, to where it feeds your spirit again. Hallelujah. The strategy that God want to give you in this season is turning down your plate. Hallelujah. And beginning fast and pray. Come on. The Bible says that some things come out, but by fasting and by praying. He ain't say by your best friend. He said by fasting and praying. He ain't say, hallelujah, by calling your best friend on the phone. He said by fasting and by praying. He said, because I and only I want to get the glory out of this. The reason why David experienced the hell that he has experienced, amen, in his mind and being depressed and out of all whack, amen, because God wanted to show David, amen, hallelujah, that this battle, David, you shall not fight. Every battle that I've taken you into, David, hallelujah, I fought the battle for you, this battle, and win. But I called you to fight the battle, and I called you to win. The Bible says that you only need to be still. That's all I want you to do. In this season of your life that you're going through right now, and some of you, some of you are even listening to this right now, and you know that you're going through the spirit of depression, but God said he's coming tonight to heal you. He's coming tonight to heal the deep hurt that's been going on in the inside of you. Come on, some of you have been dealing with hurt from your past. Some of you have been dealing with hurt from a parent. Some of you was dealing with hurt from a husband that left you. Some of you are dealing from hurt from a wife. Hallelujah, that hurt and wounded you so bad. Some of you are dealing with hurt, hallelujah, and shame and brokenness. But God said tonight he's getting ready to release you from it. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, he's getting ready to release you from it. Come on. All you got to do is lift up your hands right where you are, whether you're listening in your car, whether you're listening in your home, whether you're listening right there in the hospital room. I don't care where you are right now, even if you're in your bedroom crying right now and saying, God, release me from the spirit of depression. Release me, oh God, from the spirit of oppression. God, I don't want to carry this no more. God, I don't want to be like this no more. Come on, God is coming tonight that he may heal you, that he may deliver you. Come on, you don't have to carry this weight anymore. Come on, God's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Don't you know that your trial was never meant to be heavy? Your trial that you're carrying, it was never meant to be heavy. God said, amen, hallelujah, to take your burdens at the altar and to leave it there. But see, the problem is that we go to the altar and we pick back up. We say, God, I trust you and I believe you. And God, I'm going to put this down. I'm going to put my family down right here at the altar. And God, I just trust you with my finances. And I trust that you're going to make a way out of no way, God. And I trust you that you're going to heal my body. God, I trust you're going to heal my mind and you're going to make a way. But as soon as we put it down at the altar, for a few seconds later, an hour later, we find we back at the altar, picking back up the burden, and we putting it on our back, and we're being weighed down by the same burden that we put down and released to Jesus. Come on, put down the burden, release it in prayer, release it in worship. Come on, some of you haven't cried out to God in a long time, but God said he wants you to cry out to him and release the spirit of depression. Release it today. Come on, this is just not a condition that David went through. This is a condition that the body of Christ was going through. This is a condition that the body of Christ, some of them, I'm telling you, people are walking around with a happy face, but inside they're depressed. Inside they're going crazy. Inside they don't know how they're going to make it another day. Inside they're saying, I want to commit suicide, but the devil is a liar. I'm here to tell you tonight, you came on the right night. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You came on the right night, hallelujah, because God said it's over. It's over tonight. Come on, that cycle stops tonight. The spirit of suicide stops tonight. The spirit of oppression and depression stops tonight. The spirit of demonic attack that's been attacking you in your sleep while you're sleeping, he said it stops tonight. In the name of Jesus, all you got to do is lift up your hands, and I dare you to call in tonight. Because I'm telling you, tonight is different. Tonight, God said, is the miracle working power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. That's getting ready to cover you in his blood. He's getting ready to equip you in this season, not just for the trial, but for the victory. Because you have come at the end of yourself, and you said, God, I tried it in my flesh. I tried everything that I know how to try. But God, I'd rather try it your way. God, I'd rather try you. And if you are that person tonight that said, God, I've come to the end of myself, and God, I'm ready to try you again, come on, I dare you to call in as the apostle comes in. God bless you. I love you.
Amen. 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 Man, what a power-filled word, man. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, the glory to God. One of the things that the woman of God said is that David didn't have the armament that the rest of the soldiers would normally wear. David didn't have on all of the breastplate, and he didn't have the shield, and he didn't have the helmet. But he said, all I need is the rock. All I need is just a stone, a pebble, and a slingshot, and I'll defeat this entity. I'll defeat the foe. You know what, saints of God? The woman of God is so right. The story of David is so powerful, and one thing about it is we've got to understand we can do the same thing to our situation. We can do the same thing to our situations right here and right now. The woman of God said there's an anointing that's flowing right now. I'm feeling it as well, and one thing about it is she's so right. All you've got to do, if you're listening by way of your computer, is to call in now. The telephone number is 657-383-0157. I don't care if you're calling in for yourself, if you're calling in and you are standing in the gap for somebody else, I'm believing God to bring change. I'm believing God. I'm standing in the gap with this woman of God that God is about to do something so supernatural. See, somebody's got a bad report from the doctors. Oh, glory to God. But how many of you know that the power of God can turn what's going on around? It's your season. It's your time. This is your opportunity. This is a radio ministry dedicated to each and every one of you. So all you have to do is call in right now. It's 657-383-0157. Once you call in, press 1 on your telephone. I don't care if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a comment on tonight's teaching. I want you to press 1 on your phone. If your neighbor is sick, if your cousin is sick, if your auntie is sick, I don't care who it is, stand in the gap for them. Not only that, the woman of God said that if you live in the greater New York area, That means you may be in Connecticut. You may be in New Haven. You may be up in New Rochelle. You may be in Philly. You may be in Delaware, wherever the case may be. This Saturday night, you want to get to Queens, New York. She says she's giving away free tickets tonight. If you can make it to Queens, New York for this concert, you get in for free. Hallelujah. I thank God. Praise God. So now it's your time. It's your season. It's your moment. What is it that you're believing God for? Are you believing God for maybe not you, but just for somebody else? That's the wonderful thing about ministry. You can always stand in the gap for somebody else. I don't know what your family needs. I don't know what you need. I can only say that with your faith, linked up with our faith, God can make a move and God can bring change. So once again, the telephone number to call is 657-383-0157. Don't let the night go by. Do not let this night go by. Without you, you may need to stand in the gap for your grandfather, your grandmother, whoever it is. Now is the time. This is your season. This is your opportunity. This is the moment that God has given to you to reach out to him. Let's go there. Let's go to area code 443-736. God bless you. You're on It's Time to Pray.
Yes, God bless you. This is Nichelle, and I was blessed by the word of God, and I truly see myself in a lot. The message truly was for me. I see myself in a lot of the word that went forth on tonight. And I would like prayer for me, my fiance, and our children, just that we would grow close in the Lord so we can have the discernment for God to reveal to us things in advance. I know my relationship with God used to be like that, but it's been a press for me a lot lately.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Nichelle, I know I've asked you this before, but where do you live?
I live in Maryland.
Where?
Maryland.
Maryland. What are you doing Saturday?
Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Probably babysitting.
Okay. So you couldn't make it to Queens, New York, right?
No, I don't have transportation.
Yeah, I was going to give you a free ticket to the Immersion concert.
You know, New York is like 4 or 5 hours from me.
Okay.
All right.
I understand. Minister Jerry Robinson, would you please pray for our dear sister here?
Sure. And yes, I was going to say that would be a trip, honey, for you to get to New York. But we definitely want to pray for you and your family, amen, because we believe God tonight, amen. We believe that God, amen, can do all things, amen, in him and through him. And so we pray, oh God, right now, oh God, for this woman of God, her husband, her fiancé, oh God, and her children, oh God. God, I pray, oh God, even in the decisions that they have to make that is coming up most recently, concerning their family. Oh, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will move in the midst of these decisions, oh, God. Oh, God, you said in your word that wisdom rules the table. God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that wisdom will rule the table in this situation, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, oh, God, that you will keep a hedge of protection around her and her family, oh, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh to her family, her children. In the name of Jesus, and God, I bind the hands of the enemy that would try to come and steal the innocence, even in her children's lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For God, you're raising them up, oh God, to be prophets and evangelists and to preach your word, oh God. You have already invested in her kids, oh God, to be powerful men and women of God for this generation of youth. Amen. Hallelujah. They shall bring in mighty youth to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And God, I pray right now, oh God, that this woman of God and her fiance, oh God, would bring go closer to God. For God, they have an assignment here in the earth realm, oh God. For their union, oh God, was never carnal, but their union was always spiritual. Their union, oh God, hallelujah, was to bring souls to the kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, God, I pray, oh God, that you would strengthen their family, oh God, supply every need, oh God, according to your riches and your glory. They shall never lack a day in their life. Food shall always be on their table. Clothes shall always be on their backs. In the name of Jesus, they shall always have a source of income and finances. They shall never be in lack. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now, oh God, that wherever the soles of their feet shall hit and touch, oh God, that you would expand their borders, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, I pray right now, oh God, that you would increase, oh God, their prayer life. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you even now as, oh God, that you would touch, oh God, everything that they come in contact with, whoever they come in contact with, oh God, that they will be a source of light. Oh God, I pray right now, oh God, that do you live in an apartment where you are now?
No,
do you live in an apartment?
No, I live
Say it again?
Well, it's a duplex. Two houses side by side.
Okay, yes, okay, because I'm sitting here, and as I'm praying for you, God is telling me, amen, hallelujah, that he's getting ready to expand even your housing situation.
Yeah.
He said he's getting ready to expand your housing situation. He said because even in the house, it's too small for y'all. And he said what he needs to do is he needs to expand your housing situation. And God said he's getting ready to make provision for that. He said, he said, go start looking. He said, even if you don't see the finances right now, he said, go start looking because the way is getting ready to be made for you and your family. Hallelujah. He said he's getting ready to set you up for your family. He said because he cannot have you boggled down, amen, by the light cares of this world when you have ministry that's lying on the inside of you. He said, there's ministry. You are a powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. He said, when you call on him, that he knows you by your name. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, not too many people he can call friends. Amen. But God said, when you call on him, he hears you and he answers.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So, God, I thank you for this woman of God. I pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless her, to keep her in your care, oh God, in Maryland, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God will be so happy to give your name the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name. Listen, let me ask you a quick question before you hang up.
Yes.
When you are in your house, do you walk around your house praying?
I usually pray in every room, but I haven't really walked around in a while. I mostly just go in each room and pray. But I don't walk through. I just lay on the floor in each room and pray. I haven't walked around the house in a while now.
Because when I was praying for you, God was showing me that how you used to walk around your house praying and interceding. He said that you're an intercessor. He said you're an intercessor. And he said that you was having mighty visitations by God. I even see you crying out to him, even in your house for your children, and saying, God, I just want the best for my children. God, just keep my children. God, I just want my children. And he said that everything that you prayed in this season, he said he's going to bring it to pass. He said that he has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you. He said everything that you pray, even when a long time ago, he said there's some promises, some things that you've been waiting on God to do.
Yes.
And God told me to tell you, he said, if you don't have it, get a prayer box. And he said, in this prayer box, I want you to start putting prayers and put that in there and start praying. Amen. And every time God makes a way and brings you out, he said, I want you to take it out of the prayer box and put something else in that prayer box. He said, because they're getting ready to blow your mind in this season and into 2017. It's already done. It's you. I love you. God bless you.
Love you, too. God bless you also. God bless you, man. God also, too. Thank you.
God bless you, my sister. We love you so much. So one of the things is that, how can I put this? When we take one step for God or to God, God continues to take steps towards us. We've got to make sure that we're taking steps to the advancement so that we can be a part of the kingdom and part of the solution versus being the problem. We've got to open up and receive. The phone lines are wide open. This is the night that you need to call in. This is the moment that you need to say, you know what? I'm tired. I'm not going to do this no more. I'm turning everything over to God. The phone number is 657-383-0157. Call in now. Press 1 on your phone. Stand in the gap for a loved one. Stand in the gap for a friend, a coworker. And I'm going to challenge you. Stand in the gap for your enemy. It takes a special person to pray for those who spitefully use and abuse them. It takes a special person. I'm challenging each and every one of you tonight. Stop listening and now start acting. It's time to put everything now into a forward motion. What are you believing God for tonight? What are you in need for tonight? What can God do for you tonight? Press 1 on your phone and let us pull you up and allow the love of God to fall on your life. Amen. Once again, Minister Jerry Robinson said, if you live in the greater New York area, she's willing to give away 3 tickets tonight, free, for the immersion concert, which will happen Saturday evening at 5 p.m. is the red carpet event, and then at 6 o'clock sharp, they go into the concert and have a hallelujah shouting good time. All you got to do is press 1 on your phone, and the ticket is yours for free. Glory to God. You're telling me that, well, there is no, I don't see any New York numbers on here. I don't. I could be wrong. But even nevertheless, if you're in need of prayer, if you know somebody that would probably like to go to that concert that lives in the New York area, you may not live there. You may have a family member. Press 1. Let's give you the ticket so that you can give it to your family member. You know, this is what I'm talking about. We need to be able to say, you know what, I want to be a blessing to somebody else. We don't want to even pray for anybody else anymore. We don't pray for our next door neighbor that we don't even know. But we know that that person's struggling. We know that that person's going through. Is it that you're afraid for your voice to go across the airways? I don't know. I don't know what it is. So everybody's good? All of you guys are fine. Because, hallelujah, praise God. If everybody's fine, then we're about to get up out of here. Amen? Amen. Evangelist, you have anything you want to say? Anybody else? Any other ministers on the line that may want to say something?
Go ahead, Evangelist. Good evening. I would like to tell Minister Jerry, thank God for the healing of her body. Thank God that he's got on the air. Thank God for her. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, and that I'm delighted to know that you're going forth. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I've been in prayer for you, and I'm so excited that you were back on the air this evening. And woman of God, God's got your back.
He's got
your back, and it's just a blessing to have you back on air.
It's a blessing to be back, and I truly thank God for you and thank God for praying for me, because I know the mothers can definitely get the prayer through, and I truly am humbled, and I truly thank God for you praying for me. It's so good to hear from you. I was hoping you called in today, and it's so good to hear from you.
I was wondering this evening, I thought, oh, I hope she's on. I hope she's on. I hope she's on. And then when I heard, I thought, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. God is good.
Yes, he is.
God puts through these challenges, and he wants to know, how focused are we going to stay? Are we going to stay focused on him, We're going to stay focused on the doctor. We're going to stay focused on man.
And
he puts us through these challenges. And as I've gotten older, I realize that you have nobody to put your trust in but God. That's
well,
the
God.
Only one. God will, he will heal you. God knows he will, but you have to trust him.
Yes.
But I would like to have prayer to, I just would like to have prayer tonight. Just prayer.
Thank you, God. Well, I just thank God for your life. Thank God for you continuing to stand in the gap for so many of us that may not even know that you're praying for us and pushing us through the mothers of Zion. Amen. And so, God, I just pray that you will continue to bless, oh, God, Mother Pinson, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, oh, God, that you will continue to strengthen her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even those times, oh, God, where she's tired and may not have, oh, God, the energy and the strength. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that you would give her dunamis strength, oh, God, strength that's not even of her, oh, God. I pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would shower her, oh, God, with your anointing, your strength, your joy, your peace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now, oh, God, that you would continue, oh, God, to heal her body, oh, God, touch her every ligament, touch every bone, oh, God, touch every blood vessel, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, it would continue to work according, oh, God, until according to your way and your will, oh, God, according to how you created her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, oh, God, that she would continue, oh, God, to be the intercessor that will push us through, oh, God, the sons and the daughters, oh, God, that is coming up in this generation. In the name of Jesus, as we push her, oh, God, hallelujah, for this hour and for this generation. God, we pray, oh, God, hallelujah, that you would continue to touch everything, oh, God, and bless everything that she touches. Oh, God, continue to make a way out of no way. God, blow her mind this year into next year, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, whatever she is in the need of financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally, oh, God, I pray, oh, God, tonight, oh, God, that you show out and show over in her situation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that thing that she is standing in the need of, God, I pray, oh, God, that it will come expeditiously. Oh, God, for you said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you for this woman of God, oh, God, that you would continue to allow her to be a light where she lives, oh, God, in the city where she is, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that many will come to know who Jesus Christ is because she is still here on this earth realm, because when she opens her mouth, that the power of God, oh, God, comes down and that she touches lives, oh, God, even by her testimonies and her walk. We thank you for this powerful woman of God and continue to keep her in your care. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. You're such a...
You.
And, son, I love you.
Love you, too. God bless you. Yeah, that's my mother, y'all. Amen. Minister Jerry, I've got somebody on Facebook saying that they're in New Mexico. They can't call in, but they're on their way to a meeting. Please pray for my family, business, and ministry. I'm not able to join you all tonight, but I'm on the way to a meeting. I would like to be able to have more time for ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Janice Brackett.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we believe God. We believe God. Amen. We believe God. Even in the long distance and where she is in the meeting. Amen. And we just ask, oh, God, that Janice, God, that you would touch her right where she is, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, she may can't tune in tonight, but, God, we know that prayer, amen, goes to the four corners of the earth without physically us being there. So, God, we pray right now, oh, God, that as we pray here on this radio, God, that you would touch her in Mexico, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch her from the crown of her head, oh, God, to the soles of her feet. Oh, God, I pray right now, oh, God, that you would give her strategy and wisdom in this hour and in this season pertaining to every business deal, pertaining to every personal issue, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, oh, God, that even your favor may go before her, oh, God, in
yes.
the name of Jesus, whatever she's standing in the need of. God, we pray tonight, oh God, that you will go before her and make the way straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we know that there's nothing impossible with you, oh God, only if we just wait and believe. And so, God, we stand in the gap with her, oh God. We stand in agreement with her faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that you would even touch her family, oh God, those who she come in contact with. Oh God, we pray right now, oh God, that you would continue to strengthen her for the assignment that you are giving her in this season and in this time. Oh God, even in Mexico, oh God, God, I pray that she would be a light, oh God, in Mexico, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, when the enemy will rise up, oh God, God, we pray, oh God, that you would be her buckler, oh God, that you would be her shield, that you would be her armor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this woman of God, in the name of Jesus, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else that says, you know what, I need to stand in the gap for somebody. I need prayer for myself. I've got a praise report. I've got a need. I got a bill that needs to be paid. I've got a report I don't believe that I have to read. Whatever it is that you're believing for, tonight's your night. Press 1 on your telephone, and we'll pull you right on up. Amen? Amen. And if not, then we're going to get, like I said, we're going to get up out of here. I'm going to give you a little sample of what's going to take place at the Emergent concert. In just a few seconds, I'm going to play a song that's by our very own Minister Jerry Robinson. And I'm quite sure she'll be singing this and then many more. And they're going to just have a great time in the Lord. Amen? Amen. But before we get up out of here, I want to pray a special prayer. I want to pray for the Immersion concert. I want to pray for the presence of God to show up and show out. Father, I call upon your mighty name tonight. I stand in the gap with my sister, Minister Jerry Robinson, as they go forward to please you, Lord God, as they're not seeking to please people, but, Daddy, they're seeking to please you. As they go forward in ministry and song and in praise and worship, Father God, I thank you in advance that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that's been rising up against them shall fall and become their footstool. Oh, great I am, I thank you in advance that this will be a power-filled event that will bless you like never before. God, now I ask that every individual that's taken part in this concert, from the sound man to the ticket taker, to the ushers, to the directors, to the ministers, Lord God, that you show up and show out like never before and allow your spirit, your Shekinah glory, to fill that place. Allow your presence to be there, Lord. Those who can't walk, let them start walking. Those who can't hear, allow them to hear. Those who can't see, God, allow the blindness to leave them. Father God, no matter what the ailment is, because we know there's nothing too big or too small for you, Lord God. So I decree and declare this night, there'll be a freedom of worship. There'll be a freedom of praise.
Hallelujah.
There'll be a freedom of ministry. There'll be a freedom of understanding that you can bring the change, Lord God. And Father, as these men and women go forward, singing and praising, Lord God, Lord, even in the audience, they will see miracles start to take place. And no demon, no witch, no warlock will be able to stop it, for you will have full power and reign in that place, Lord God. And I thank you in advance for the victory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Even the people that are in the neighborhood that can even hear it through just the sounds of it. Father God, that even they will start to have conviction. They will start to fall down and worship you. I thank you in advance for the Immersion concert, Lord God. I thank you for the Immersion ministry, Lord God. I thank you for the mighty woman of valor, Lord God, Minister Jerry Robinson. Father God, even as she went through her affliction before this concert, we knew that it was nothing more than the attack of the enemy. But Satan, you get no glory. Satan, you get no frills here. We know that God, who's great and mighty, has taken care of all the situations. And now this concert will go forward without any hindrances, without anything that will hold it back. And God, you shall get the praise, glory, and honor. and we thank you in advance for the victory. I thank you for Minister Jerry Robinson, Lord God. Lord, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Every individual that will be singing that night, Father God, I thank you that you anoint a double portion of an anointing be upon their lives from this day forward, Father God. Lord, and I just want to worship you and praise you right now and say glory, 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 Father God, because there's a miracle that's going to take place even in the immersion concert. Lord God, I'm believing that that drugs will be let go, that alcohol will be let go, that prostitution will be let go. Father God, I'm thanking you that that lying spirit will be let go. Hallelujah, Lord God. That fornicating spirit will be let go in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, as these men and women come forward praising you like never before, Lord God, hey, Robo-Koshoto, I'm believing without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that you're going to bring change into the body
Thank you,
of
Jesus.
Those who are in dire needs. Lord,
Thank
that you'll
Jesus.
Turn their financial situation around. Father God, I'm believing this immersion concert
Thank you, Jesus.
Is going to touch lives and souls like never before. I'm believing
Thank
you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. I'm going to just put it out there one last time. If you're in desire of prayer, press 1 on your phone so that we can pray for you. Going once, twice, three times. Amen. And all is well. Minister Jerry Robinson, I want to let you know, my sister, you did a wonderful job on ministering tonight. I thank you, and I love you so much. And I know Saturday night in Queens, New York, there's going to be a power-filled time. Any
yes.
last words before we get out of here?
No, I love everybody. And for those who are in New York, I will see you soon. And y'all continue to keep us in prayer. I love you all. See you next time.
Amen. And here she is, ladies and gentlemen, our very own Minister Jerry Robinson with Covering Ocean. Check it out.
You call me out. Upon the water, great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mist, an ocean deep, my faith will I am
If you're in the greater New York area, you want to go to Queens, New York, oh my God, go to her Facebook page. That's J-E-R-R-I Robinson. And I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. Well, I just want to say good night to each and every one of you. I pray that you have a Holy Ghost-filled weekend. Touch somebody, love somebody, and share the word of God with somebody. God bless each and every one of you. I love you much. Till we meet Monday night, where I'll be bringing forth the word of God. God bless you. Love you much.